Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Creating Business Plans by Harvard Business Review, narrated by James Edward Thomas. Publisher's note, this audiobook has bonus material. Please contact whomever you purchased this audiobook from to request the material.
Preview. Writing a business plan is an important first step in starting any new venture. Your goal is to provide a detailed description of your new product or service and a concrete strategy for making it a success, while also conveying a hearty dose of enthusiasm that inspires investors and other supporters to want to be involved with your project. This book walks you through the basics: articulating your business idea, communicating your goals, analyzing the industry, introducing your management team, distinguishing your business from rivals, developing a compelling marketing plan, describing your business's daily activities, providing sound financial projections, anticipating potential stumbling blocks. Why write a business plan? So, you've got a brilliant idea for a new product or service. You feel energized, inspired, and ready to forge ahead. Your first challenge, write a business plan. You may be thinking, why should I bother taking the time to draft a formal plan? Shouldn't I just get going already? If you're working at a large company and your boss asks you to put together a plan before you move forward with a new product extension, you may feel equally frustrated. What's the point of this busy work, you might think? Why can't I just take the plunge? Don't fall into this trap. Writing a business plan for internal or external ventures is beneficial in a variety of ways, including gaining buy-in and generating enthusiasm for your idea, improving your odds of successfully creating a new product or service, establishing a company, raising capital, generating sales, and sustaining your business over time. Whether you're planning to build a new company from scratch, expand an existing firm, spin off from a parent corporation, or even start an initiative within an established organization, writing a business plan gives you an opportunity to thoroughly evaluate your idea. It's also a way for your audience, namely potential investors, managers, and the people who control vital resources you need to start and operate your business, to assess the feasibility of your concept. Your goal is to create a roadmap for your business that helps you navigate the opportunities and inevitable obstacles you'll face, and, perhaps most important, develop strategies to avoid problems before they arise. This book shows you how to craft a persuasive argument for your idea by walking you through the elements of writing a business plan and providing a fully developed primary case study of an imaginary and hypothetical venture, Techno Exercise Corporation, which will follow throughout the chapters. Getting started. Most business plans devote too much ink to numbers and too little to the information that matters most to potential investors, according to William Solomon, a professor at the Harvard Business School and an expert in entrepreneurial ventures. After all, savvy investors understand that financial forecasts for a new company, particularly detailed month-by-month projections that extend for years and years, are typically nothing more than wildly optimistic fantasies. In light of this, Solomon recommends organizing your business plan around a framework that assesses four factors that are critical to every new venture. The people. Those who will be starting and running the business, in addition to any outside parties who will provide important resources. The opportunity. A profile of the business itself, what it will sell and to whom, whether it can grow and how quickly, what its economics are, and what might stand in the way of success. The context. The big picture. The regulatory environment, interest rates, demographic trends, inflation, and so on. essentially factors that inevitably change, but that you cannot control. The risk and reward. An examination of everything that can go wrong and right, as well as a discussion of how the team can respond. With Salmon's four critical factors in mind, you're ready to start thinking about what information you'll gather to create the most compelling business plan you can. As you begin your research, ask yourself some important questions. What's your purpose? If your business plan is a proposal within the resource-rich environment of a large corporation, certain parts of it, such as the marketing or operations sections, could be shorter and less developed than other sections. In this case, you ought to focus on the value proposition and competitive analysis. On the other hand, if you're using the plan to raise money from venture capitalists, you ought to focus more on the opportunity itself and the management team. Who's your audience? Knowing who will be reading your plan and why, and having some sense of their goals and needs, will help you tailor your message. To learn about your audience's particular requirements and motivations, do some research. Tap your network. Ask colleagues and other industry professionals for their views on the problem you're trying to solve. Also, think about your proposal from the perspective of your audience. A corporate management committee or board of directors, for instance, will consider your idea within the context of the company's other initiatives and may look for potential cost savings or other sales opportunities related to your idea. Investors and lenders, on the other hand, may want to know about the break-even points and the business's longer-term potential. What do you want? Think about your ultimate goal. Do you need a corporate stamp of approval or the active support of upper management? Are you just looking for funding, or do you want connections with other investors or business partners? Do you want to repay a loan, or are you willing to share ownership and profits? What information will you need? Now that you've organized your thoughts, you need to determine whether you have all the relevant material on hand. Some of this will be financial and legal information. For example, have you confirmed the necessary production costs for your product? Have you considered the most appropriate legal structure and tax status for your business? There are many sources for this kind of information. You should identify trade journals that target business owners in your industry. Seek out research by respected analysts and scour your network for experts who may be able to help you develop a fuller picture of the business environment. Online resources are also available, including your local Chamber of Commerce's website and the official sites of the Small Business Administration, the Internal Revenue Service, the Census Bureau, and State Departments of Economic Development. The structure of a business plan. The most common business plan structure opens with short, general summaries, such as the executive summary and the business description, and then proceeds to more in-depth explanations in the body of the plan. That's where you'll provide thoughtful descriptions of your business's fundamental elements and concerns. The attachments at the end include the most detailed information, financial data, management resumes, and so forth. Writing a business plan is a big undertaking that requires time, dedication, and discipline. Rather than tackling it all at once, go section by section. Dividing the task into manageable chunks will help you better plan your time. Throughout the process, seek input from others. Talk over your idea with mentors, business partners, and colleagues. Ask them to look for gaps in your plan or potential red flags. Then make adjustments as you go. Most business plans contain the following components, which we'll cover in more detail throughout the book. Cover page. This ought to include the name of your business or project, as well as your name and contact information. Table of contents. An at-a-glance view of which topics will be covered. Use straightforward language to allow readers to easily skim or flip through to find what they're looking for. Executive summary. A brief and formal explanation of what your company is, where you want it to go, and why it will be successful. Business description. A high-level overview of your proposed venture. Industry background. Historical data as well as current information about the shape, size, trends, and key features of the industry. Competitive analysis. A breakdown of current and prospective rivals. Market analysis. Your assessment of your target customers and their wants, needs, and demographics. Management summary. An introduction to your team, as well as a description of how they will work together to form an effective and successful unit. Operations plan. The flow of the business's daily activities and the strategies that will support them. Marketing plan. Your detailed strategy for how you intend to sell your product or service. Financial plan. A synopsis of the current status and future projections of the company's financial performance. Attachments and milestones. Additional documents that supply more detailed information about elements of the plan. Of course, not all business plans follow this model precisely. As you'll see in the next chapter, your plan may combine some of these sections, add new ones, and eliminate others, based on your audience and its needs. Describing the opportunity. You know your idea inside and out, so it can be easy to lose sight of the details that will matter to investors when you draft your business plan. Ensure that your plan explains how your offering will help customers and places that offering within the larger business context, too. Presenting your idea. Win readers over with a description of your idea that addresses a clear and specific business need and provides details about the larger context within which your offering will thrive. To add customer focus to your plan, consider these questions as you define your product or service. What customer pain are you easing with your offering? What special technology, new perspective, or unique concept will you offer customers that is better than what's available now? And what will compel them to buy your product rather than your competitors? Even if you're not trying to raise a round of venture funding, and are instead trying to build a persuasive case for a new product or initiative within your company, you must make sure the business need is clear. If your investors and managers don't agree with your explanation of the problem, they're not going to support your venture. Let's say, for instance, that you're trying to solve the problem of low customer usage of your company's mobile retail shopping app. You have an idea to redesign the app that could increase customer engagement. But what if the technologists at your company don't think there's anything wrong with the app? What if, instead, they believe that low customer usage is the result of poor marketing? To gain buy-in for your idea, you'd have to build a case for the technology group and other decision makers with evidence that proves that the root cause of low engagement is a design flaw, not a problem of branding or awareness. Of course, you can't really describe your plan and its customer focus clearly without addressing the context in which your business will flourish. We'll explore that part later in Analyzing the Business Environment. Executive summary. The executive summary is a concise description of what your company is, where you want it to go, and why it will be successful. In just one page, it gives readers an understanding of your proposal and captures their interest in your new venture. In some cases, this is the only section your time-pressed audience may read, so the key is to present your concept passionately and lay out why you believe the business will be a resounding success, even as you acknowledge the risks and costs involved. A well-crafted executive summary will inspire your reviewers to read on. Sample cover page. To give you a better sense of how a business plan might look, this book offers a primary case. Meet Techno Exercise Corporation, TechX, an imaginary hypothetical online diet and exercise service based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Woven throughout this book, you'll find examples of certain sections of TechX's business plan that will help you understand how it fits together. This is just one example. There are many variations, since a good business plan is always tailored to its audience. Here is the material that goes on the cover page. Techno Exercise Corporation, TechX, 559 Treberk Street, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 02115, 617-555-1234. www.technoexercise.com. Ping Wong, Founder and Chief Executive Officer. Email pingwong@techx.com. Cell 617-555-8888. Anjali Banerjee, Chief Financial Officer. Email anjalibanerjee@techx.com. Cell 617-555-2222. Mercedes Maceda, Chief Technology Officer. Email mercedesmaceda@techx.com. Cell 617-555-7777. Plan prepared July 2014 by corporate officers. Sketching out your executive summary can give you a rough idea of what you plan to say, but rewrite and polish it once you've finished drafting your entire business plan, paying attention to those areas that may have changed during the writing process. An executive summary typically includes the following elements: a mission statement, one or two sentences that describe what your business is about, its philosophy, and your vision for its future. A succinct description of the industry and market environment in which your new venture will develop and flourish. An explanation of the unique business opportunity you'll be taking advantage of. A brief mention of the competitive advantages that differentiate your product or service from rivals' offerings. A rundown of the financial potential of your new venture, as well as the anticipated risks. A description of the management team and their respective roles. Information about the stage of the business, on the drawing board, in startup mode, ready to expand, its financial status, whether you've raised any money or have taken out any loans for the business thus far, and its structure, partnership, corporation, affiliate. Online resources such as the website of the Small Business Administration will be very helpful here. Details on the capital requested, so that readers understand what you hope to gain from them, such as money, contacts in the industry, or other resources. Sample Executive Summary. TechX's mission. The driving principle of Techno Exercise Corporation, TechX, is to change the way women lose weight and tone their bodies using four key elements: customized data-driven metrics, personal psychology, access to certified health professionals, and emotional support from a community. How it works. Customers wear a stylish monitor, FitFast, that tracks their eating and exercise patterns online. They also receive one-on-one weekly video chat sessions with a registered dietitian, behavior coach, and trainer, all of whom monitor their weight loss and muscle gain via a customer-supplied wireless scale. Through message boards, instant messaging software, and moderated chat rooms, customers also have access to a community of fellow dieters who provide them with emotional support and encouragement. Structure. TechX, which was incorporated under the laws of the state of California, on August 30, 2013, is headquartered in Cambridge, Massachusetts, in the heart of the U.S. entrepreneurial community. The company has filed a petition with the Internal Revenue Service seeking to qualify as an S corporation. Market. The service appeals to busy professional women who don't have time for traditional fitness and weight loss programs. These women may be overweight and in search of diet plans, or they may already be at a healthy weight and looking to mix up their fitness routines. TechX will promote its service through targeted advertisements in diet and fitness magazines. The company will expand its marketing activities through strategic alliances with employers and insurance plans, as well as partnerships with healthcare groups and gyms. Management team. The company's founder, Ping Wang, is a former operations manager at an online nutrition startup. She met her business partners, Anjali Banerjee, who worked at Morgan Goldman Investment Bank in Dublin, Ireland, and Mercedes Maceda, a former Dane consultant, at MIT Sloan School of Management. Together, this management team is responsible for TechX's daily operations and owns 100% of the company. Competitors. The weight loss industry is crowded and the market environment is highly competitive. TechX's primary rival is eFitFab, a full-service program similar to TechX. However, eFitFab does not have any element of community and social support, which research indicates is very important to female dieters. Other large well-known weight loss companies such as Calorie Counters and Jenny Haig tend to focus more on healthy eating rather than exercise. Furthermore, they are so big that they cannot offer customized services. Other competitors include free apps like My Exercise Buddy and Lose Weight, which help users track food and exercise while also networking with friends. These products are aimed at customers who take a DIY approach to diet and exercise, while TechX is targeted at customers who prefer a tailor-made full-service program. In short, TechX is the only company that offers customizable and convenient diet and exercise solutions combined with the social support critical to effective weight loss. Nonetheless, one of the biggest risks the company faces comes from potential Me Too competitors who might exploit parts of TechX's business model. Pricing strategy. TechX is priced below eFitFab, which will put it in square competition with that company. But TechX's pricing still positions it as a first-class service provider. Financial status. TechX seeks funding of $250,000 that will add to the $84,000 of initial financing that was raised among friends and family. At this point, the biggest challenge that TechX faces is cash flow. The company requires immediate funding for system development and technology programming, as well as advances for contracts with dietitians, behavior coaches, and trainers. These represent TechX's biggest costs. What is TechX's future? The company estimates first-year sales of $11.74 million, gross margins over 60%, and net margins of approximately 42% before taxes. The company expects to be profitable after the first 6 months of operations. After that, TechX plans to embark on an international expansion plan in Europe. Ultimately, the management team would like to take the company public. Business description. The business description is another summary, but it differs from the executive summary because it provides a high-level, forward-looking overview of your proposed venture. This is the section of the plan where you go into greater detail about your business. Think of it as an extended elevator pitch that helps readers and potential investors quickly grasp the concept of your business and its value proposition. The business description must also demonstrate how an opportunity can grow. In other words, how the new venture can increase its range of products or services expand its customer base, or widen its geographic scope. In some cases, your proposed product or service is so unusual or technical that it deserves its own separate section to explain what it is and how it functions. This will also highlight your venture's special features and points of differentiation from the competition. Sample business description. TechX offers a distinctive blend of exercise and diet monitoring that combines cognitive behavioral approaches to weight loss using cutting-edge technologies. It is aimed at time-crunched women who either travel extensively for their jobs or have little time to get to the gym because of other demands in their lives. It provides three important benefits that address the target end user's needs: flexibility, support, and targeted weight loss. The plan works like this. When a customer establishes an account, she receives a wearable and stylish FitFast monitor that tracks her eating and exercise patterns online. She is also granted access to a range of auxiliary services, including one-on-one weekly video chat sessions with a registered dietitian, behavior coach, and trainer, each of whom keep track of her weight and progress via the FitFast monitor. This increases the effectiveness of the program. According to a study of the Archives of Internal Medicine, patients in weight loss treatment programs lost more weight when they coupled nutritional coaching and exercise with prompts from mobile apps. The customer may also tap into a community of fellow dieters that provides her with social and emotional support through message boards, moderated chat rooms, and instant messaging software. The community also shares tips, including products, recipes, and ideas for how to keep fit while traveling. TechX's interface is user-friendly, and the service allows the client to configure packages that will meet her unique needs. For instance, customers can easily register and activate the product using nothing more than a credit card and mobile phone, specify weight loss and/or fitness goals, and modify those numbers at any time, enjoy one-on-one weekly video chat sessions with a registered dietitian and a behavior coach, discover exercise opportunities unique to their specific location, such as running routes in a foreign city or the best yoga class near home, receive low-calorie meal suggestions for restaurants in any major metropolitan area, check community boards for notes on spots that are friendly for a table for one, participate in weekly virtual personal workout sessions with a certified trainer using small weights, bands, and other portable exercise tools, customize exercise plans for targeted work on certain body parts, such as abdominals or arms, review their weekly and monthly progress at any time, engage with other members of the TechX community as often as they choose. TechX also has plans to expand internationally. The first targets include Ireland and the United Kingdom, where obesity rates are on the rise and where a large number of professional women are in the workforce. There is additional long-term growth potential in other countries in Western Europe. Analyzing the business environment. This section illustrates the potential of your idea within the context of its industry and market. We use the terms industry and market to describe separate but overlapping parts of the broader business environment. Industry refers to the group of companies that produce and sell products or services to the market. The market is where your product or service will be sold. The industry defines both your colleagues and your competitors. The market determines your opportunity and your customers. The area of intersection represents your business opportunity, that space in which the customer's need meets the product or service you provide. To clarify the context for your opportunity, address these two questions. Is the market for your new product or service big, growing fast, or, ideally, both? And is the industry now, or can it become, structurally attractive, that is, where sales or demographic trends are favorable. Why does this context...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?